Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm so glad that you've joined us here today for this service in this park in this beautiful morning. And I'm so glad that you've joined us online for those who are joining us online today. And so I'm going to begin our service by reading our mission statement. And if you know it, I invite you to say it along with me. If you don't, I invite you just to take it in. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to awaken to our own divine nature, to awaken to that one infinite and absolute presence that expresses itself everywhere, in and through and around and as everything. And that presence expresses itself as our very own spirit. That it expresses itself as our very own lives, and that it expresses itself in fullness all of the time. That means that it is available and present as a presence of peace and as a presence of love and the reality and principle of wholeness and our own good, that it is present as good everywhere. But what happens is when we come to recognize that is the truth, that then we are able to access those qualities and those characteristics. So when the world is chaotic, we can tap into that presence of peace within us. When people are being difficult, we can step into and be that presence of love in the world. So as we do that, we act as a healing balm, as a healing presence in this world, and act as part of the collective evolution of spirit as it unfolds itself as greater and greater good in this world. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing your own divine nature and that one infinite presence into this world in a way that is beneficial. So thank you for that. And so on podium with me this morning is our practitioner, David Conant. He's going to come up and lead us in an evocation as we begin to invoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you to just kind of begin to settle into yourself, to let go of the day, and just to allow yourself to be present to your own beingness. And so I'm going to ring the bowl, and then we will sing the song We Are by Denise Rosier. And you can sing that if you know it or if you have the lyrics, or just to allow it to kind of wash over you and take you deeper.
Take a moment this morning and recognize the beauty radiating from the brass bowl. Musical tones remind us of our connection with spirit. Our connection with the living spirit is hardwired, which means we have a connection with spirit that is permanent. It is always there. Certainly, in my life, There are times when it seems like the wires are down, but they never are. We can always walk down the aisle and pick abundance, wisdom, or health from the supermarket shelf. And when we are faced with choices, whatever choice we make, we are still in solid contact with the divine architect of the universe and of our lives. This is an inner presence, a bright light shining on us and on all that we do. It is shining brightly this morning as Living Beyond Limits. I bless Reverend Jennifer for the light of spirit that she shines on each one of us today. I bless Ray for the light he shares with us. I bless everyone here. I bless all spiritual paths. And I bless our time together. And so it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
My reading today is from Collected Essays by Robert Bitzer. And this essay is entitled Self-Creativeness. It begins, obviously, you did not create yourself, but you do have some part in determining the happenings that occur each day. Infinite mind individualized itself as you. It then released you with the power of self-creativeness, partaking of its wisdom, understanding, and know-how. The creative mind never stops being creative, yet it gives its creation individuality, so you have the right of choice. Only through your conscious choice can you evolve your spiritual awareness. Believe in the self that you really are. You deal with your true nature, which does not change whether you believe in it or ignore it. When you accept yourself, you accept the power of the infinite mind. If you ignore it, you do not change what you are. Your belief activates your thinking and turns on the power. Reverse the little doubts and fears as they arise. If you understand the law of being, negative thoughts can always be reversed by returning to your spiritual base, your creative mind. Now, let's get very positive. Begin to give yourself credit. Rejoice in the divine you. Recognize yourself as a center of power. You are in conscious control. And you know it. Good things are coming to you because you know they belong to you. Your way is made easy because you give yourself credit for being a creative thinker and living harmoniously with the consciousness of good. And so it is.
So it is.
And so how are you at waiting? How are you at not knowing? And how are you with uncertainty? How are you with waiting and not knowing when you have a challenge or an issue in your life and you don't yet know what the solution is to resolve that challenge or issue. How are you at not knowing and waiting when you have a decision to make and you're not yet clear about what the right decision is? Are you able to just relax and to wait and to trust? Or do you get antsy and anxious and worry about it? Waiting in trust with patience in the midst of uncertainty is certainly not something that I was born with. It does not come to me naturally at all. So when things are unsettled, it's really easy to fret and to worry about them. When we are waiting to find out if we got the job that we did the interview for, or when you're waiting maybe even to hear if you still have a job because of things that are going on in the world, or when you are waiting for your test results from your doctor, or when you've put in an application and you're waiting to see if your application was the one that was accepted, say to go to a college or to rent an apartment, or even maybe you put a bid in on a house to see if your bid is the one that's going to be accepted. Not knowing and being in limbo can be unsettling. And in turn, it can cause us to fret and to worry and to actually doubt that the thing that we want is going to unfold for our good. Do you ever have that problem?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
If you've been around here for a while, you've probably heard me talk about last summer. I work at a salon 2 days a week. All salons were closed during the summer because of COVID. In fact, if you didn't know, salons were closed for 7 months last year over 3 different time periods. And so one of those times when the salons, it was the last time that salons were closed again, the salon that I'd been working in for 10 years was permanently closed. The owner decided that she just couldn't do it anymore and that she was going to walk away. And so I started looking for salons to work in because I felt this inner pressure that as soon as salons opened again, I wanted to have somewhere to be able to go back to work and to fit my clients in who wanted their hair done. Do you remember really wanting your hair done during that time? And so I went around and looked at salons, most of who had their windows papered over and you couldn't even see into the salon, or the salons were closed, so I still couldn't get a feel for who works here and what does it feel like and what's the atmosphere like. And there were a few that I did actually get to go in and I didn't like them. So I absolutely felt like I was in that place of wait and see and in that place of limbo. And me felt like I needed to somehow figure this out. I need to know the answer now and feel this inner pressure. And so if you've been around too, you know what happened. I ended up going to work at a friend's salon in Cyprus for a couple of months. And during that time, one of the girls that I have worked with for a long time decided to reopen the salon where I'm working. And so she reopened it and has redone it. And it's beautiful. And it's a lovely place to work. It's better than I could have ever dreamed that it would be. It's better than it had ever been. So I didn't really need to worry and fret and stress and try to figure it out. But I know that when things are unsettled and uncertain and unresolved, it's easy to fret about it. It's easy to lose sleep. Did I lose sleep a few nights? Absolutely. It's easy to agonize in our minds over how to figure it out. And we sometimes think, like I did, that we have to figure it out right now. We sometimes feel like we need to control everything so that things will actually work out in our favor and the way that we want them to. Really, underneath all of that, when our worrying and our anxiousness and our trying to control and figure it out, is really just wanting to know that everything's going to work out. Underneath all that is really wanting to know that we are actually supported by life. It's actually wanting to know that our needs will be met. It's wanting to live with a sense of trust that life is actually for our good. In the book by Wayne Dyer called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Living the Wisdom of the Tao, that book is a commentary and application of the Tao Te Ching, which is the sacred writings of Taoism. And so the Tao really is all about the flow, the natural flow that is intrinsic, and it is a flow of intelligence. It's a flow of knowingness of the universe, of order. And so he says in that book, there is a continuum between desiring and allowing. Wow. There's a continuum between desiring and allowing. Right? Allowing is letting go of the control. So we learn in Science of Mind, when you want something, to get clear in your mind about what it is that you want. To get clear about how it is that you want to feel in that situation, and to get clear about what it's actually going to feel like once that thing unfolds in your life. So there's that. There's getting clear and there's desiring. And then there's allowing. There's a letting go into the capital M mystery. There's a letting go into the knowingness of the universe. There's a letting go into that intelligence from which everything is born and which permeates everything. There's a letting go into that. You know, there is an intelligence that is so much greater than my human mind. After all, I don't know how to make a human hand. I don't know how to make a tree. I don't even know how to make a grain of wheat. Yet there is an intelligence that does just that every single day in this world. That is an intelligence that is so much greater than what I can figure out. And so the title of my talk today is Let Go. And I'm talking about when we have a desire for something, and it has not yet come into fruition, that we often worry and fret and want to control things. But in reality, we can let go. In reality, we can relax and we can trust. We can trust that the creative intelligence of life is going to unfold for good. We can trust that the intelligence of life is going to unfold for good, even when we can't yet see it. We can move on that continuum from desiring to allowing. We can be in that place of allowing and trusting. So Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, said, "You have the power to draw upon the great reservoir of infinite wisdom, capable of solving your every problem through the channel of an all-inclusive faith. However, such faith is in action only when you have completely surrendered all of your doubt, your resentment, and all of your fears, whether they be big or little." We can surrender our doubts and our fears into that divine intelligence. We can surrender our doubts and our fears, the things that we desire, into that presence, knowing that it unfolds in this world as good. That is its nature. That presence has a nature of creativity and of wisdom and of good. Ernest Holmes also said, "Surrender is an active verb and requires a conscious choice to move from control into relaxing into the order of the divine. We surrender not into chaos, but into order." And so what would it take for you to surrender? What would it take for you to surrender in trust? would it take knowing that God is for you, therefore life is for you? Would it take knowing that you're safe? Would it take knowing that your needs will be met? Would it take knowing that there is an intelligence within you that is guiding you to the perfect outcome? What would it take for you to trust and permit and allow the good to unfold in your life in its perfect timing? You know, I couldn't have made that salon happen the months before when I wanted it to. It had to happen in its timing, its perfect timing. And so what would it take for you to let go into the perfect timing that it's going to take? Would it take praying? Would it take affirming and knowing that you will have what you need when you need it? Would it take knowing that you're guided and led? Would it take knowing that the divine wants you to succeed and to thrive and to flourish and to create your own satisfaction? That it's available for your own creative expression? And so there's a story from Daily Dose of Sanity, and it's about expectations. It says, one day when I arrived at the airport in a city where I was to present a seminar, I told my program sponsor that on my flight, I'd been given a free upgrade to first class. Oh, I get upgrades all the time, she said, on many different airlines. I don't even ask. They just put me up front. Why is that? I had to ask. I think it has to do with the fact that my dad was vice president of TWA, she explained. As a little girl, I traveled with him a lot, and the airlines always gave us first class. Now it just seems natural. My sponsor's account demonstrates how powerfully our subconscious beliefs affect the results we generate. The image and experience of flying first class was embedded deep in her psyche. Although she did not think about it consciously, her expectation created a consistent outcome. The personnel who gave her the upgraded tickets had little idea that they were agents of a system far broader than the airlines. To improve the results you are getting, begin by upgrading your beliefs and expectations. The script of your life is etched in your mind, and the people you encounter are actors in the movie you have written. Expect your good to find you, and it will. Ernest Holmes tells us that spirit withholds nothing from us. He says, to believe that God refuses the good you desire is to deny the goodness of God. It is a refusal to accept the profound conclusion of the one who said, it is done unto you as you believe. The universe mirrors our thoughts and our attitudes. It mirrors our expectations. So I say trust. Trust that everything is unfolding perfectly. Believe that life is conspiring for your good. Expect to be blessed with a wonderful life and with wonderful outcomes. Know that you are guided and that life is on your side. I know the problem, I think, sometimes in that letting go is we think that means letting go into this man God in the sky, the one that we were taught about as children, and that we think we have to surrender to this man God and let it go to this man God in the sky, that God who is anthropomorphic, has all the qualities of a human being, the God that has been made in our image, the God who judges and condemns, who throws lightning bolts down, who punishes us if we're not good, the God who has thoughts and feelings and opinions and even agenda that may be different from our desires. It might be different than what is to our liking. But Mark Nepo says, surrender is like a fish finding the current and going with it. We're letting go into the Tao that we were talking about. We're letting go into that absolute intelligence of the universe. We're not letting go to some being that has a different agenda for our life. And so what if instead of surrendering whatever it is, the issues of your life, instead of surrendering the outcome to that man God in the sky, instead you simply surrendered into your own good? I'm going to surrender this worry into my own good. What if you surrendered your fretting to peace? What if you surrendered your doubts to yourself, with a capital S? You surrendered your doubts to yourself, that is none other than an individuation of divine mind itself. You know, in Taoism, they don't believe in God as a being that is beyond the cosmos and that controls the universe. But instead, the Tao symbolizes the fundamental or true nature of the world that precedes and encompasses everything. And so in Wikipedia, talking about the Tao, it says, the Tao can roughly be thought as the flow of the universe, or as some essence or pattern behind the natural world that keeps the universe balanced and ordered. It is related to the idea of qi, the essential energy of action and existence. The Tao is a non-dualistic principle. It is the greater whole from which all individual elements of the universe derive. The Tao is the source, pattern, and substance of everything that exists. The Tao is usually described in terms of the elements of nature, and in particular, as similar to water. Like water, it is undifferentiated, endlessly self-replenishing, soft, and quiet. Soft and quiet, but immensely powerful, impassively generous. Water is soft and flexible, yet possesses an immense power to overcome obstacles and to alter landscapes, even carving canyons with its slow and steady persistence. The Tao is often expressed as a sea or a flood that cannot be dammed or denied. It flows around and over obstacles like water, setting an example for those who wish to live in accord with it. What if we lived like the Tao? Just went with the flow of the natural order of the cosmos. What if we surrendered our doubt and our worry and our fear and the outcome to the Tao? The flow of the universe, the pattern that keeps everything balanced and in order. What if you simply surrendered to your highest and best? What if you surrendered into the intelligence and the order of the cosmos? Sri Chinmoy, who was an Indian spiritual leader, said, surrender is a journey from outer turmoil to inner peace. And so I'm not talking about staying in something that isn't good for you. I'm not talking about staying in, say, an abusive relationship or something that is unhealthy. Your job certainly is to take care of yourself. But what I'm talking about is when things are in limbo and you're not quite sure. I'm talking about allowing and relaxing and trusting rather than fighting against or even fighting for. And so where in your life are you holding the reins too tightly right now? What can you surrender? And what can you surrender that to? So my invitation to you this week is to know what you want, to get clear about what it is that you want and how that will feel. Because that's really what you're after, is the feeling that that thing's going to bring into your life. How do you want to feel, and how will that thing make you feel? Get clear about that. And then let go. And then trust life. Trust life to unfold, and trust life to bring your good to you. Release your fear and your doubt and your worry and your concern. Release it into order. Release it into the good of the universe. Release it to yourself, the self of you with a capital S, the self of you that is an individuation of divine mind. Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj, who was an Indian guru, considered one of the greatest yogis of the 20th century, considered to be an enlightened being, said, "Surrender to your own self, of which everything is an expression. Surrender to the divine within you, and let your little ego self quit worrying about things." And as a result, you'll be moving through your life with a greater sense of ease and relaxation and peace and trust in the process and trust in life. And so blessings to you on this path of the divine, this path of living this life of the divine and discovering that that presence is always closer than your very breathing. Within you and all around you, and filling your life and filling everything, and that that presence is on your side. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so right now I really just simply relax into that divine presence. That divine presence from which all things in this material world have sprung forth. For it is out of this creative intelligence, out of this love of the divine, out of this consciousness of the One, that everything is animated, that everything has life, that everything has beingness. For in truth, it is this one infinite presence that is expressing itself as everything that exists. And I know that it is a presence of order, and it is a presence of good, and it is a presence that is a presence of flow and ease and grace and bounty and opulence and endless creativity. It is the pool of infinite potentiality that we live in and that lives in us, and it is on our side. For it wants nothing other than to unfold itself as the greatest good that could ever happen. For good is the very nature of God. And so today we hold those desires in our hearts, and today we just let loose a little bit. We let loose a little bit of the control and of having to figure it out and of having to know. And we move into allowing and trusting. For that divine presence, that infinite mind, knows so much more than we could ever know. And it knows how to create an entire universe. It certainly knows how to manifest and unfold the good that we long for. And so today we just lean into that presence with a sense of trust and confidence and assurance. For we let go into a loving embrace that buoys us and carries us and loves us. And so it is with a grateful heart for all of the good that is in our lives and continues to unfold in our lives. And so I also speak this word right now for this world, knowing that that divine presence right now is stirring in the hearts and in the minds of humanity, stirring in the hearts and the minds as the truth of unity and oneness, the truth of love is the very foundation of everything. And so I know that that presence is moving this world and moving humanity towards brotherhood and compassion and kindness and inclusion. That it is the wisdom of the universe that is guiding every person who is making a decision, guiding every person in their choices and in their actions, so that truly this is a world that works for all. And we do our part in that as we step forward and answer that divine call within us and saying yes. And so today we answer that call and blessings abound. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself all around us, unfolding itself in our lives, unfolding itself as an endless and boundless good. And for that, I give thanks. And I say, and so it is. And so Barbara Conant, our practitioner, is going to come up. No, she's not. David Conant, our practitioner, is going to come up. And he's going to lead us in an affirmation that is on that handout.
You're going to go.
You could.
If you would join me as we say this. I now release all worry and concern. I surrender into my good. I am led and guided into my best life and my greatest good. All is in divine order now, and so it is.
Thank you. And so it is time now for our offering. So if you brought an offering today, I invite you to come up and place it in the basket. If you are continuing to support us online, it is with heartfelt thanks that I say thank you for that. And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. And so it is from this full heart and the fullness of our connection with Spirit that I bless this offering. Blessing this offering, knowing that it blesses us because it is the thing that supports Living Beyond Limits and supports this ministry and allows us to do what we do in the world. And so I bless this community. I bless this center. I bless this philosophy. I bless this offering. And I invite you with me to send a blessing out into this world, to every person and every home, and every business and every political office. And I say, thank you, God, and so it is. So I really only have one invitation for you today, and that is that we are having a picnic. It's on your little handout. It is next week, I think, September 19th. No, I think it's two more weeks. So we're going to have a picnic after service here in the park. So bring a picnic lunch and bring some games if you have games that you want to play, and just plan to hang out and spend some time with this people of your spiritual family and community and get to spend some time together. So in this next week, know that you are loved and that we hold you in our hearts and in our prayers, and that we're so glad that you are each a part of this family. So blessings to you this week.